This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Wait a second.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and Citigroup are trying to break up the party around an apparent marriage, or maybe a hopeful marriage now, between Wachovia and Wells Fargo. See, thing is, the FDIC had already arranged for Citigroup to buy a piece of Wachovia, and then the government promised it would be there to pick up any loan losses. But this morning, we learned Wells Fargo made a bid for all of Wachovia for just over $15 billion. Chris Whalen is Managing Director of Institutional Risk Analytics. He says Wells is a better fit for Wachovia.
They have the most subprime consumer focus in their business model. Citi's loss rate on loans, for example, tends to be twice the other large bank peers. So I am not keen on seeing Citi buy anything right now.
But Citigroup is insisting this morning it has the deal here, not Wells Fargo. Remember, this is happening while the House is preparing to vote on the Senate's version of the $700 billion bailout for the financial industry. The bill failed in the House Monday, but today House leaders say they have enough votes to pass it. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
This must have been music to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's ears. California Democrat Hilda Solis voted against the bill Monday, but this morning said she might switch to a yes vote. Solis says Congress has to do something to help constituents like hers who are hurting.
Unemployment is over 10% in my own district. We have over 2,300 people who have lost their homes to foreclosure.
But Republican Joe Barton of Texas says his no vote won't change because the bill is too expensive.
The reason that our economy is in distress is because fundamentally we're becoming less competitive in international markets. If we want to do something to restore the value of the dollar, how about cutting spending?
Fiscally conservative Blue Dog Democrats haven't said much yet today. They don't like the Senate bill because it offers billions in tax breaks without cutting spending to pay for them. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And on top of everything, we learned this morning the job market deteriorated further last month. The Labor Department says some 159,000 jobs were cut by employers, while the unemployment rate held steady at 6.1%. Still, the Dow is up 182 points right now, about 1.75% to 10,665. The NASDAQ is up by 51 points, more than 2.5%. The S&P 500 up nearly 2.5% to 1141. Markets in Asia close lower today, and European shares are higher. Tomorrow, European leaders meet in Paris to try to come up with a unified stance ahead of next week's G8 meeting of bank heads and finance ministers in Washington. As Megan Williams reports, Europe is having a tough time agreeing on anything.
One big issue is how or whether to set up more coordinated banking oversight in Europe. The European Central Bank, along with British, German, Italian, and French leaders, hope to agree on a unified plan. The lack of common oversight was apparent this week when the Irish government guaranteed all bank deposits. Some customers began shifting assets into the state-backed banks. Europe-wide critics have complained it created an unfair advantage and that Europe needs to agree on what its banks can and can't do. So far, there's little agreement, nor is there agreement on the French suggestion that Europe set up a more than $400 billion bailout fund. For now, both Germany and Britain say it's not needed. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, committed to helping Americans save on gas and become energy independent at publictransportation.org. by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com.
Our special coverage of the financial crisis continues this morning with the next stop in Road to Ruin. Almost every day, a group of seniors gathers at a Charlotte, North Carolina Panera. They drink coffee, discuss the events of the day, like right now, the bailout. Marketplace's Amy Scott set in on the latest coffee talk.
Yeah, it went from 3 pages to 500 pages.
The morning after the Senate approved its $700 billion bailout bill, it was all Don Brown and his friends at the Valentine Village Panera could talk about. The retired businessman was especially bothered by the earmarks he'd heard senators had squeezed into the package.
Now they're throwing in $6 million for an arrow company that makes arrows, archery arrows. $160 million for a rum company down in Puerto Rico.
Most mornings, Brown and a group of anywhere from 8 to 20 seniors show up here. They sip coffee from personalized mugs. The talk ranges from good restaurants to grandchildren. But these days, the economy dominates the discussions. Bob Brown, a retired labor mediator and no relation to Don, says Congress had to do something.
The banks are not able to move their money. And you and I can't get a loan, you know, you can't buy a washing machine or a refrigerator or something on credit. And if that happens, everything dries up, people get laid off, and it continues, it mushrooms.
Brown says he's fared okay in the downturn. He's Catholic and says he got a lucky piece of investment advice from upstairs.
I guess the Holy Spirit told me to take my money out of the stocks last November and put it in CDs and stuff. And thank God I didn't put it into an AIG or something.
Don Brown did invest in AIG. He bought stock after the federal government loaned the company $85 billion. He says he doubled his money. But not everyone in the group is so comfortable. A few months ago, Sue Thompson lost her job in the insurance business.
Luckily enough, right now, my husband and I are okay. We're being very careful. There's one thing we never do. No credit cards.
There are several centuries worth of collective wisdom in this group, and having been through recessions and stock market crashes, one thing they all agree on is that we'll get through this too. In Charlotte, North Carolina, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Our coverage continues online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.